This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's showtime, folks!
This is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I see the big old think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was send a bit for someone else. Why all the people always seem to just be on vacation? What they won't get from it, I don't get anything at all. I'm like a trash can holding all the information.
Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt on your airwaves going up until 8 p.m. like always. Monday, August 2nd, 1 year tomorrow. 1 year of overtime. Tomorrow we will have our one-year anniversary special. I have a couple of things. I got a new pair of sunglasses I'm going to debut tomorrow.
New sunglasses?
I think we're going to cycle through.
We're going yearly?
I think we're going to go
annual sunglasses. I don't know what
I'll do. I might, if they're...
It'll freak me out.
Yeah, they're not the most well-fitting, but they're very funny looking on me, so I don't know. Like, I might interchange these because these are just the original, the OG ones.
Right.
I mean, I look very cute in them, so...
For sure.
You can't get rid of... Your self-confidence, I can't get rid of what I hide behind, but I might replace every now and then because these are starting to get a little busted up.
Right.
But
Did you get those like giant oversized sunglasses that you'd get like a fair?
The exact opposite. I stole a pair of my cousin's kid's sunglasses.
Sick. Okay, that's pretty good.
They look so good on me.
Okay, okay.
They look electric.
I can't wait.
But they're a little small, so they give me a headache, so I don't know how many shows.
They squeeze the blood out of your brain. Okay.
It's like wearing a hat. My dad used to always say this. He would take his hats. And like the one size fit all ones, the ones that's just an elastic band, like a pair of shorts.
Yeah,
he would take his hats.
Like a pair of shorts for your head. Okay, I've never heard him called that.
A hat is just shorts for your head.
No.
A visor is just shorts for your head.
Yeah.
A hat is pants.
The hat's pants. Yes, waiters, even, possibly.
Exactly. No. My dad used to take those one-size-fit-all hats and cut little slits in the elastic to stretch them out because his head was so big, he would say he gets pressure headaches from wearing a hat that's too tight. You can't have something be too tight. You can't have tight things squeezing your head.
No, you don't need that.
No.
That's bad for you.
No. Of course not. But no, 1 year anniversary tomorrow.
It's kind of wild.
I got a couple things. Like I said, sunglasses. I might have a new intro ready by tomorrow. I haven't started on it, but I'm feeling inspired tonight. I wrote a song this morning, so feeling inspired, feeling good, feeling creative. So I might mess around in the lab, might mess around in the studio tonight.
We may save reflection for tomorrow.
For sure.
But like you just bringing that up, like we had a very non-typical year to just kind of start doing a show together.
Yeah, you know, we'll obviously get more into it.
Right.
Probably tomorrow to start off the show. I'll have a whole monologue ready. You won't say a word for the first 30 minutes.
That's cool. Awesome. Really? You promise?
I promise.
Yes.
But no. I kid. But in all reality, yes, it was a weird time to start a show. We didn't even know if we were going to have a football season. Like that was that. Our first topic was J. Cole playing African League basketball because there was nothing else to talk about.
I remember remember talking about that. Yeah,
it was wild.
There's nothing going on.
How far, not personally or professionally, we have come, but just as a society and things going on.
Yeah,
it is cool to see how far things have come. But yeah, it was a weird time to start a show, but a blessing in disguise. I've always made the joke, and I hate saying it because we are watching more communities and stuff ravaged by new things with COVID, and it's getting a little bit more scary. At least the news articles are trying to paint it that way, but COVID was good to me. I've always said that like the COVID year was a solid year. It got me here, or at least it got me back here once high school let out. And I mean, I keep saying class of 2020, their senior prank will never be one-upped. We left 3 months early. Like, that is the greatest senior prank of all time. We just said no to going back to class. Like, that is a fantastic senior prank. So
it's a good one.
As much as COVID has done terrible things, it has at least given me a little bit of purpose in life, a little bit of things to do, some microphones to talk in, if you will, some friends, some people to talk to. So
Right. Shout
out to everyone at Fan Run Radio for all of that. Yeah, we said we weren't going to get sentimental. We'll get much more sentimental tomorrow. Today will be just one of those fun, ha-ha, funny shows.
I'm good with the funny ha-ha.
You like the funny ha-ha?
I like the funny ha-ha. Big fan of it.
Speaking of funny ha-ha, how was your weekend? Did you do any funny ha-ha things? Or did you just hang out? What was the weekend like for Tucker Holt?
A lot of hanging out.
A lot of hanging out?
Watch some more Queen's Gambit. I said that on air, did I not?
Yeah. You were mentioning just before we came on air that you had purchased a chessboard, which is not a big investment. Like, I feel like
it's like $25.
Yeah, it's a pretty cheap thing. But I was insulting you on Friday because I don't remember what you said you had bought. But you're the type of person, and I love it about you because you go balls deep into everything you do.
Everything, yeah.
But you're the type of person that you get interested in one little strand
of
the thing. Like, you started watching an episode of Queen's Gambit and was like, I think I'm going to be a professional chess player.
You know what? I'm halfway there.
Exactly.
Like, do you want to know I'll tell you my ranking.
I don't really care that much, but
it's not good.
I respect it, but it is a very funny thing to just watch you dive headfirst, or if you were a Canadian diver who messed up, dive feet first into the pool of everything you want to do. Same thing with golf. And then, I mean, that's just, we always talk about one's diagnosed, one's undiagnosed, but that's the ADHD inside of OT.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Or ADHD. I just fully lock it. If I like something, I like it a lot. And, you know, I've just...
Which is good for, like, ladies. It's National
right.
It's National Boobs Day. I don't know if
it's
you
National
saw that.
Boobs Day?
Yeah, so DM's open. But, like if you want someone who's just...
Our anniversary's tomorrow. I mean, it'd be great.
But
Drake
no.
and Josh in the DMs, that'd be sick.
Yeah, exactly. But no, you are a type of guy who really falls head over and heels in love with anything that's put in front of you. So that's a plus for the ladies out there.
Big
that's
time.
A plus for any football team or basketball team or anything like that you hop on the bandwagon with. Like, you hop on the bandwagon, you fall right in love.
Yeah, that's me.
Bandwagon extraordinaire.
I have played so many games of online chess within the last, like, 4 days. I'm beginning to actually, I think, play like a real chess player. I don't know.
Probably not. You're playing online.
I'm winning a few, like, a decent amount.
Are you playing bots or are you playing online?
I'm playing online against real people. Like, evenly matched games.
But this is this like when you first start playing Fortnite? Shout out to all my 12-year-olds out there. But, like, when you first start playing Fortnite or even Call of Duty or any of those match skill-based matchmaking, that's the phrase I was looking for. Like, I remember I first started playing Fortnite again for, like, the first time in 3 years this past summer just because I got bored and had nothing to play on my Xbox. So I was like, I'm going to download Fortnite again, give it a shot, jump straight in, and I thought that, like, I just had all my natural talent still from when I was, like, 14 and playing that game when it first came out because I was dominating. I had, like, 9 wins in a row one night, 20 kills in one game. Like, I was going off. And then as soon as I, like, got to a certain level, I just got thrown in with the rest of the Fortnite world, and I'd never placed, like, above 80 ever again. Like, is this one of those things, or are you actually playing, like, good people?
I'm not playing good players, but I'm playing players that are relative to my own skill.
Okay, that's fair.
I've played a few that where their rankings were higher than mine. I think mine floats around, like, 890, something like that. It's not very good. For record, in the show The Queen's Gambit, she goes to a tournament early on, and some dude was like, hey, you know, be careful. You're in here. You know, some of these guys are 1600s. And that was the first tournament she went to. So
the higher...
I think that was the U.S. Open. So that was a pretty high... I don't know how she just started out there.
What?
Yeah, I don't know,
They
man.
Call it the U.S. Open for that, too?
Yeah.
I'm tired of all...
It's a tournament. Oh, it's an open invitational tournament in the United States.
I get that. But, like,
this was also
I'm tired
in the 50s.
Of tournaments being named the same across the board.
You got to get creative.
There's no, in terms of like hockey, baseball, basketball, and football, you have the Super Bowl, the finals, the World Series, and the Stanley Cup. Like, you have all, even if it is technically the champion of the North America or something like that, it's still a different cup, a different trophy, right. A different thing. You can have 5 U.S. Opens in chess, tennis, and golf.
That's fair, and I hear you.
I don't like it.
I
at least maybe say like Open U.S. Like just flip the words around.
Yeah, or at least throw the word chess in there somewhere. Yeah. U.S. The chess U.S. Open.
Yeah.
The U.S. Chess Open. The U.S. Open Chess.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You could stick it in there anywhere. I think it plays better. But I've been looking for my ranking. It doesn't matter. But it's like high 800s, okay. Which is poor, I believe.
I trust you.
It's poor. But I'm beating other people who are as bad as me, so.
It's good.
Yeah, what have you been up to? How was your weekend?
Pretty solid.
How are you getting along in the new place still?
Doing good. I didn't hear that last part of the question, so I almost just like said like just didn't.
Poor?
Yeah, terrible. No. Doing fairly well. Like just it's a very average living situation.
There you
nothing
go.
Fancy, nothing too down.
You've adjusted.
Yeah, haven't had any negative interactions, really haven't had any interactions other than just driving downtown. There's a lot of
chances to die.
Yes, 100% that. But I was explaining this to my mother. I went finally, my mom was in Greece for a couple of weekends, so she finally got back in town, and I live like 3 minutes away from her now. She moved downtown during the summer of last summer, so we were like 30 minutes apart. Now we're only like 3 minutes apart, so it's pretty clutch.
That is pretty
got
cool.
To see her this past weekend, nice. Go out to lunch with her and my stepfather. And I was explaining to her the reason I don't like driving downtown is because it's my two least favorite places to drive combined into one, because downtown is almost exactly like a parking lot meeting an interstate, because there's a ton of merging, there's a ton of crossroads, there's a ton of just different turn lanes, different things like that, but then there's parked cars, people crossing the street, different things like that everywhere as well. So you have to be driving aggressively at 20 miles per hour at the same time.
Yeah.
It's
like speed walking
exactly,
in the Olympics.
Exactly.
You got to be going full speed, really, but kind of slow. You know?
And people say, like, when speed walking, that's the most likely time you're to tear an Achilles or roll an ankle, because you're aggressively planting
you're walking
your foot,
mad.
But you're not lifting anything.
Right.
So you are just planting very hard. So it is a very injury-ridden sport compared to the
Warriors.
The stupid little thing, people who think they're fast and are runners. Like, that has no injuries, and just regular walkers. Okay.
Yeah, you
okay,
get to,
Grandma.
You get to seamlessly place your foot on the ground. It's barely even applying pressure. You're just kind of running like the Roadrunner
exactly,
at that point.
Exactly.
Have you seen the science video of Usain Bolt? I don't know how you say it.
I have not.
It was just the science how he ran. Uh-huh. I realize I just don't. You ever see something you're like, oh, I've just been doing that wrong my whole life?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes you feel silly.
Running?
They're comparing him, not to the guy who was in last in this Olympic, no, the guy, second place, and he made him look stupid. And you're like, oh, that guy in second looked dumb. I don't how do I walk? You know?
That's fair.
These mechanics are wild.
That was fair, but no, a solid weekend. Got to, like I said, hang out, go see the mother, go see the stepfather.
That's
so
good.
That was nice. I watched, I rewatched Godfather 1.
There you go.
And then got sidetracked and didn't have a chance. I still have not seen for the first time Godfather 2. I watched 20 minutes of it, and then my laundry was done. So I went, the laundry machine is in the kitchen. So I went to go get my laundry, then made a sandwich. And by the time I had blinked, I had left the movie playing for like an hour. And so then I just ejected it, because I didn't want to see another scene. So I ejected it
right. And
didn't put it back on for the rest of the night.
That's tough.
So it was tough, but I will eventually watch Godfather
2. I know I've at least seen 1 and 2. I don't remember if I've seen 3.
3
I've heard
it's
bad.
Not good.
I've heard it's bad.
I want to watch it just because I love Godfather. Like I think I already know what happens just based off like context clues of what I've heard for a long time, and then seeing like the first 30 minutes of the movie. I'm pretty sure I know what's going on. Like Hyman Roth and Fredo and all those guys. I'm not going to do any spoilers, even though it's been out for like 40 years almost.
Right.
But like I think I know what's being set up
and
what's going down.
Michael Corleone starts selling cocaine. He becomes this really big kingpin. He gets, you know, gets his big house, mm-hmm. right? And at the very end, he says, you know, oh no.
You were going to set up a joke,
I've
and then
blown,
you forgot.
I've blown the
Who's the
line.
Bad guy?
No,
is
I know the name.
Or
no, I don't
say
need,
hello to my little friend.
That's the stupid line. Yeah.
So I haven't even seen that movie either, and I helped you out with the joke.
That's
but no, I do
I
see what
it.
You're saying. I think you're confused though. Michael Corleone actually turns into an FBI operative who goes undercover and then gets shot trying to break into a doorway.
Yeah, he flips to a cop.
Serpico.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. Yeah, that's why I thought Godfather 3 got a little too off the rails. You know, a little too far out there.
Exactly. No. No, but no, it was a solid weekend.
That's
it was
good.
A solid weekend. Better weekend than most.
Yeah.
Probably a better weekend than a Florida man.
Which Florida man?
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
The Florida man?
No, not Matt Gaetz. A different Florida man.
Okay.
Did you see, I'm not going to get political, but I do hate Matt Gaetz with a burning passion.
Okay, a lot of people do.
Yeah. He's involved with sex trafficking, which is like the number one anti... like
that's word on the street.
QAnon is like the number one anti-sex traffickers and pedophiles. And then Matt Gaetz is the guy you want as like the face of your party. I guess I understand. But Matt Gaetz had a quote saying, I have the Florida variant. Which just sounds variant. Like
it's a
another
new type
way
of code?
To describe chlamydia.
Like,
I got the Florida variant when I was down in Tampa at the 2001 Space Odyssey.
You got hep.
Like, exactly.
That's tough.
Just the Florida variant was. I think he ended up saying like, "I have the freedom variant," is what he was meaning. Like we're so free that I have the freedom bug. I'm bugged out with freedom, which I guess I understand. But just saying the Florida variant, like it sounds like another version of an STD.
It does. It doesn't sound like something you want.
Like yeah, I got FV. Like
you
that.
Got FV. Oh no! So you're not gonna be at work next week.
That's one of the ones
you're
that's
out.
Incurable, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're done, buddy. Oh, how could you be so silly?
But a man injured by a jaguar after crossing the barrier of Florida Zoo says the 12-year-old big cat swiped at a man after he taunted the jaguar and reached his hand through the fence, a Jacksonville Zoo and Garden official says.
What do the, like, what exactly is going through your head? To what's best best possible outcome is it lets you give it a little scritch, a little scritch on the head?
And best possible outcome is... you could throw a saddle on it and ride it. That would be pretty sick.
Yeah, you create such a bond with this jaguar through the fence that the zookeeper walks up and he's like, I have never seen anything like it. That's your jaguar. You can walk out the door.
Best case scenario, you get the old-timey riddle joke that everyone's heard of. You're in a jungle with a lion, a tiger, and a jaguar with only two bullets in your gun. How do you get out? You shoot the lion and the tiger and ride off in the jaguar.
Everybody knows that.
Exactly.
Everybody knows that one.
Have you never heard of that one?
I have heard that one.
You haven't or have?
I haven't.
Oh, I thought that was a very age-old tale, but I guess maybe that's just running around.
We don't have
family.
Many jaguars floating around Granger
it's
County.
Fair. It's
but
fair.
There's something wrong with your brain whenever you, like, you re...
They shouldn't make zoo enclosures look so inviting. Like treat the animals terribly.
It looks like a chill
place. Don't give them any water or food. Like, don't make it inviting for where, like, I would want to go hang out in the zoo enclosure, too.
Yeah, but won't that incentivize the jaguar to be like, damn, I'm kind of hungry. All these little pink people,
I guess.
You know, all these little hairless people are up here looking at me.
Is that Matt Gaetz with a Florida variant?
And then they just
eat. I bet
eat.
That Florida variant is tasty.
They eat like 19 kids. That's crazy.
But I think that's a risk we're willing to take so a Florida man doesn't get his hand hurt. 19 kids or one hand.
Oh, they just got his hand?
I think so. A man
that's
injured by
good.
A jaguar.
That's a good one.
No, he was climbing over the barrier.
Oh, he
and then
jumped
He moved too close to the animal's enclosure. Officials say the attack occurred Wednesday at the range of the jaguar. Display at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, the Florida Time Union's report. The man was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, zoo
That's
officials
good.
Say.
Good to know you said you waited a while to say that until after we joked for a bit. Because this whole time I was like, God, I hope this guy made it.
I do not care whatsoever.
He jumped into a jaguar cage. Yeah, probably earned it.
This is the same argument behind the Kadon Salter situation when he got arrested for like the third time or whatever within like 3 months of being on campus. It's you do stupid things happen type deal.
Fair.
Like the play stupid games, get stupid prizes. I believe the same.
Yeah.
Like this dude, the man climbed over a waist high safety. Maybe you shouldn't have the safety barrier only be waist high, but he climbed
probably
over
not a good
a
idea.
A waist high safety barrier that puts about 4 feet of empty space between visitors and the jaguar exhibit's fence.
Well, then you couldn't see. Oh, I guess you would have to make glass for the weight for the barrier.
Yeah, you would have to.
You
invent,
can see through
you would
glass.
Have to
you'd have
glass.
To. You'd have to figure out how to make something clear but hard. You know, I don't know.
So first it was forgetting what morning news was, and now you just forgot
what
glass
was. I didn't forget what glass
was. You
would
need something that's a flat, yet clear, maybe mirroring a little bit if we want it to mirror, but mainly clear.
Okay. Okay.
And shatters. Make sure it shatters.
Yeah, if it's too hard, it needs to go boom. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. That's my brain. What's the scariest animal you would get into a zoo? Like enclosure with
humans, that's a very
a person.
Basic, yeah, very.
We
basic.
Don't have we
humans
don't have,
are the scariest animal because you.
We are, but like, we're not in zoos anymore. You know,
it's fair. It's fair.
So
some would argue differently, but yeah, that's fair.
We all, yeah. The Twitter is a zoo.
Yeah, exactly. No, the scariest animal I'm willing Is the animal going to be aggressive, or is this just
It's just at a zoo. You're going to hop in there, but the scariest one, the one that you can't like be like, yeah, the red pandas. I feel like a red panda still try to bite you, but
I might mess around. This is going to sound really stupid, but stick with me, because I went to I went to zoo camp for 6 years.
You're a veteran of the zoo.
Expert. I went backstage to the bird show. I explained that to you. Wow. I know what's up. I've seen macaws. I've seen Makites. I've seen them all.
Yeah, they'll bite your finger off.
I might go rhino. Now, this sounds... Let me explain.
Okay.
You said, like, if I'm going...
You're going high. I like this.
You said, what's the scariest one? So I'm not just going to choose, like, just the tortoise that I know I can outrun and, like, you can get in the enclosure with me sometimes anyways or something like that.
Yeah, the tortoise won't mess you
up. Or, like a sloth that's just going to sleep the whole time. Like, I'm not going to go basic level, which I feel like I should go. But rhinos are completely blind.
Docile? Oh, they're
completely
blind.
Completely blind.
They have
an intense sense of hearing, an intense sense of smell, but they're completely blind. I think if I get in the right position of this exhibit,
right,
I can last for a little bit. Now, like obviously, I wouldn't want to go up and pet this.
Okay,
rhino,
I was going to say, what happens if you approach?
I can just hide in a corner.
Fair.
And as long as you can't do this because they have an intense sense of smell. the sense of smell. Tucker enters like the zoo.
I'm done.
As soon as you walk in the front door, oh. Tucker's here. Okay,
the zoo stinks today.
I think if I just like covered myself in rhino piss and then just like walked in, I think I'd be good.
Okay,
what's the scariest animal you're throwing with?
The giraffe is one I thought of because like if it
they are terrifying
because they're real big, you know, and they could just kind of stomp on you with
those
one foot.
Neck fights, dude.
They're terrifying. how they last more than one swing is their necks shouldn't bend
it's
like
wild.
That.
It's wild.
Terrifying. Give me like a. I'm trying to think of something small.
See, I think small is worse. I think big is better because,
they're chilled out a little more.
Because
it's like the, you know, the chihuahua.
Well, in the small ones, crazy. You lose. You'll lose sight of it easier than a giant one where
that's
you can
fair.
Keep an eye on it and have a little, like, I thought of maybe, like, if you just threw a tarantula in a giant zoo exhibit with me, I think I could coexist, but I would be constantly terrified that the tarantula is on my shoulder or something like that. Like, you know, like, when you feel, like, a bug crawling on your leg and there's no bug, like, I would
and
have that feeling
feel
constantly.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to do that.
Giraffe, I think, would be the biggest, the scariest I could go. Like, because a giraffe, most likely, I mean, it could still just decide, oh, what is this thing? I'm going to kill it. But it's at the zoo. It gets fed the leaves.
And
we've
all seen the video of the giraffe deep-throating the fence post. So, like, maybe.
The blue tongue scares me a little bit. So, I mean, maybe not for me, but... I could definitely
like,
kick it and feed it leaves.
That's like an 8-foot throat. Come on, man.
I don't know anybody that would need that, you know?
Good point. The 12-year-old big cat named Harry swiped out the man and injured him. They said the feline was acting as part of his normal behavior for a wild animal and didn't expect anything to happen to said big cat. Officials confirmed that Harry was involved in a fight that left another jaguar dead earlier this year, however.
Ooh, we got a killer jaguar.
Yeah.
This one wants to fight.
Yeah.
I like it. Stick your hand in there, idiots.
What's your favorite animal at the zoo? I already have my answer because this made me think of this.
Oh. Okay, tell me yours.
Snow leopard. Easy.
You've been to there's a snow leopard at the zoo?
There's a snow leopard at the zoo Knoxville for a
really?
While. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Snow leopard is, like, it's always been
they're
my favorite
terrifying.
Animal. That and a cougar. And not what you think. That wasn't a joke. Genuinely was obsessed with cougars when I was younger.
Okay. Me too.
Again, not as a joke. I genuinely was obsessed with cougars.
Mountain lions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like big cats in general. Like,
right.
Cats were cool.
Yeah, big cats are pretty cool. They're terrifying. They're scary.
I was tired of the lions and the tigers, you know, like those boring ones. Snow leopard, cougars, like those. That's the stuff I wanted.
I'm trying to think. I guess I'm just a tiger guy. Tigers
tiger?
Are pretty cool, man.
It's fair.
They're big.
It's fair.
They're really scary. And I'm pretty sure the enclosure that I've been to, I don't know if this is the Knoxville Zoo or the Chattanooga Zoo. It's some more, you know, one of these zoos. But they don't have like a barrier. They do have glass. And so I've literally just, you know, been inches away from a tiger. It was pretty cool.
I got peed on by a lion one time.
Oh,
they pee
that's
6 feet
tough. Yeah.
To mark territory.
I think this is a discussion we had months ago because you said this exact same thing. And we discussed how...
I think you doubted that lions could pee 6 feet. And
I believe it.
First-hand experience.
I believe it.
Where the lion was at least 6 feet away and
six
made it all over my T-shirt.
Way. That's
gross. It's a good distance. It's
for
a good
some
distance.
Pee? I can pee 6 feet.
It's a good distance. More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. Overtime Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. A little bit of good news, bad news to start this segment real quick. Good news, bad news. You want the good news or the bad news first?
Go ahead and give me the bad news.
The bad news.
Give me the good news.
Give you the good news. Are you sure?
Go ahead and give me the good news.
Okay. Are you sure? You want good news? We'll give you good news. Tennessee has officially landed the highest prospect in the Heupel era. I believe we cracked the top 30 now in recruiting rankings.
That's not bad.
Landing the highest overall recruit under the Heupel era.
Pretty good.
Do you want the bad news?
Yeah.
It's only a 4-star, which it's
early.
It's early, especially in his tenure. Hopefully there is 10 years, but early nice. In the tenure. Like I'm not hating, but that is a little good news, bad news. Everyone was, oh my goodness, we just landed the highest prospect under the Heupel era. It's a 4-star offensive lineman, which I'm sure he'll be solid. Addison.
He looks pretty good.
Addison something. I can't remember
his name.
He's got
a big body.
Yes, yeah. Big old boy. No insults there. Just straight up. You're an offensive lineman. Like, we need big old boys, and he is one. Addison Nichols.
He's an All-American?
Yes, a 4-star, 6'5", 310 pounds.
It's pretty good. I mean, the kid looks like he'd be able to come in and contribute probably year one.
Hopefully.
He's out of Georgia. I mean, as much as I dislike Georgia as a state.
And they got some pretty good football players.
As a university, their high school football is extremely top-notch. I like that we are recruiting Georgia well under Heupel. I mean, already right out of the gate, you got the number 12 overall prospect out of Georgia. I mean, pretty early. I mean, he's not even coached a game yet. So I like what he's doing there. Yep.
Vols jumped to 30th in the ranked class in 2022 with the commitment from Addison Nichols. Obviously, a offensive lineman. He chose the Vols over Ohio State and North Carolina. Now, the only thing I'll say, like, this guy's a black belt. He's an Eagle Scout. Like, he seems like a real interesting dude. There was an article, I haven't read it yet, but I do have it bookmarked about him. It says, get to know Addison, the Eagle Scout, second degree black belt, and Kroger associate. So, like, he seems like he's got a lot of things going on. Seems like a very interesting cat. I believe he's going to be hopping on with the drive later this week. Stay tuned for that. I'm sure if he's an Eagle Scout, a second degree black belt, and a Kroger associate.
He's dedicated.
But he also sounds like someone who you can pick their brain
and
get a lot of things out of. He's not just a football player. So I do like that aspect of it. An interesting guy.
There's a lot going on there.
A personality behind the football player. It's always interesting to see.
Well, Marshall, did you say he was a black belt then?
I didn't say. Just a second degree black belt on this little headline. I can try to scroll
up. Second degree black belt. I wonder if that's like jujitsu.
That'd
be pretty cool.
In his bio, it just says second degree black belt. This could be a lie, but I'm not going
to
challenge him.
I was about to say, I'm going to go put that in my bio now.
That would be like something. That is one of the lies no one ever challenges you on. Because like you remember when I said that lions can pee 6 feet, we talked about it earlier, how we talked about it earlier, and you said no way, and then I explained how I got peed on by a lion, and you found out quick. Like you messed around and found out that lions can pee 6 feet. If you call someone out and be like, you're not a second degree black belt, and then they roundhouse you in the throat, like you messed up and found out. You know, like you messed around and found out that they are in fact
right,
a second
degree
black
belt.
So you don't risk it. That's one of the few lies you don't call someone on.
A second degree black belt. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. I would love to have him on and just talk like UFC and not even talk like UT football.
You may DM him.
I was going to.
Okay, go ahead.
But I don't know.
Should I ask him to fight?
Fight who?
Just call him out.
Not me. That's what I say.
Black belt's real.
He is two. He's me and you put together.
That's a good point.
We would lose fighting alongside each other. I'm okay with it.
Did you see that 3v1 fight that went viral over the weekend?
Who got in a fight?
Did you not see it? It was like it looked like a Russian UFC.
I don't think so.
It was just an octagon fight.
This was
fight.
Like a sanctioned fight?
Yes.
3-on-1?
Yes. And it went exactly how you thought it was going to go.
Oh, no.
Dude, like, it looks like just this three Russian mob dudes who are not any shorter, less weight, anything like that, just look like just three very average MMA fighters with another very average MMA fighter on the other side of the octagon.
You can't.
Ref goes, are you ready? He goes, yes. And then he looks over to the three dudes in the corner and goes, are you ready? And they go, yeah. And then fight.
Yeah.
One dude sprints at him, tackles him, and then the other three just literally curb stomp him in an octagon.
Oh, my God.
It was one of the funnier videos on the internet.
You can't do that. Like, if you go back, if you're okay with lightly derailing right here, like on this new subject, I don't know how much do you know about UFC 1?
The video game or
the you know, we're on UFC 246 right now, or 264.
They were wild with their original stuff.
The first
correct?
One. Yeah, because they really took it as the ultimate fighting champ. It was very literal. So it was a tournament, a one-night tournament with like a boxer, a Muay Thai guy, a jiu-jitsu guy, and like a whole bunch of different types, a sumo wrestler. But it was no gloves, no holds barred. I don't believe there was submissions.
No kissing.
There were submissions, and like they didn't call like a TKO or something. Like, and you could kick on the ground. Anyways, so you had these guys who their fighting style was like way more advantaged to the rules. And so like the sumo wrestler got his head kicked in, like instantly. And then when he was on the ground, they just beat him down, and nobody did anything.
Well, like people forget, like RIP to Kimbo Slice, one of my favorite, just one of the more entertaining human beings of all
right,
time.
Right, yeah, street fights.
Dude, yeah, like literally backyard, the type of stuff you see on like Live Leak and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he was doing
he was like one of the original fighters of the UFC, if
one
I'm
punch
not mistaken.
Knockout. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he would pay people to let him punch him in the face, random people. And they would do it.
How much money would he have to pay you to let...
A lot. I'm talking about he would have to be six digits.
Fair. It's fair.
I would need a comma.
I think I would need a clause in mind to where I get... I would do it for as cheap as $100,000.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. $100,000 is minimum.
Maybe even dip down to $50K. Like I think no, I might... Listen.
Yeah, probably.
As long as I get the $50K along with my hospital bills paid. Like I would want a clause that say my hospital bills do not come into my $50K.
It's got to be profit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got to make some money off this broken jaw.
But one more thing about UFC 1, there's a funny little tidbit about it. The boxer was going to have to go up against the jiu-jitsu guy.
Mm-hmm.
And before the fight, the boxer, you know, he's got two gloves on. You know, he's wearing boxing gloves instead of bare fists. And he's warming up.
That would be like wearing ankle weights.
Exactly. Someone walks up to him and is like, hey, man, shouldn't wear those gloves. And he was like, why? I'm a boxer. Like, this is what I'm comfortable using. And he was like, okay, but just so you know, if he gets you in an arm bar or a choke or anything like that, you can't tap with that glove on. He'll break your arm. He'll choke you out. And he was like, oh. So the guy fought with one boxing glove on and got stomped.
He went Michael Jackson in the
ring? Oh, he did. Yeah, he had his right glove on. And it's a bad sign when you show up and you're like, yeah, I'm not wearing this one so I can tap out. Yeah, he got destroyed. I'm pretty sure he got rolled into an arm bar in about 10 seconds.
But we also got another commit. Jack Luttrell,
okay,
White Lightning, as they call him.
I've heard about this guy.
Is committing as well. He's a lightning fast safety, according to Rick Butler.
Sneaky.
Shout out to the sneaky athletic man. Yeah. Sneaky athletic, a real lunch pail
type
of guy. A very funny video. The only reason I wanted to bring this guy up because he's a free safety / wide receiver, 6'1", 185 pounds, mostly known for his speed. Like I haven't really watched film. But his announcement video, he had a blinking A&M sign that then just cut out to being UT, which I like that, I guess. But I did want to mention with the commitments we got, and I don't want to take any shots at a guy with a second-degree black belt. Like I don't want to take any shots at anybody because I know I'd get my ass handed to me in any argument or any race or anything like that. And I think I might have mentioned it on air. But are college recruits getting cringier?
I think they might be. I think they're being like the more like younger kids are getting exposed to like TikTok, Twitter.
Like we've seen the Kansas State TikTok video.
Have we?
You not seen that one? I believe they're dancing to Baby.
Ooh.
By Justin Bieber.
I saw a TikTok video from Florida.
I did see that one. I had a funny tweet with
How is this a thing college football coaches are doing?
My tweet was pretty good. I said, Florida social media guy, all right, everyone who slept with Megan Mullen, get in the video and dance. And then it was
obviously 30 Florida
players dancing with Dan Mullen, who obviously has slept with his own wife, I hope.
Probably. It was...
probably not, actually.
It made me, like, physically ill. I felt nauseous.
But, like, I don't know. It was just weird vibes all around, like, releasing top 30s and different things like that. Like, that doesn't do it. Like, I saw a tweet.
I get what they're doing, though.
I saw a tweet. It's August 2nd, correct?
Yes.
I'm not time traveling. Tomorrow is our one-year anniversary.
Yep, you are correct.
I saw a guy announce that he will be announcing his commitment on October 1st. He announced today that he will announce on October 1st, 2 months from yesterday.
Why so? Yeah, that's a little long.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get what they're doing with like the whole top 12, top 15, top 20.
Because it
then,
does,
you,
it does
then you have
interest,
fans.
Yeah.
You have fans from all those
but
schools.
If you
going,
ever
you get followers,
tweet at a recruit, like a recruit, unless it's a commitment, if you like a recruit's tweet,
I'll like
if you
tweet
at recruits,
if
I think
funny.
You're the weirdest. No, if they have a good tweet and
tweet
they happen
or
to be
cool.
in a football player, then sure. But if you just like a tweet that has a Tennessee power tee on it just because you want to like make this kid feel welcome, I appreciate you recruiting for us. You're getting us our five stars.
Yes.
But just know I think you're insanely weird. Like you're keeping up with
I
minors
think, okay,
on
I will
social
say,
media apps.
I
like
will
that
say,
is almost to catch a predator.
I will say. I will say. If you come across, I think following them would be weird. If you come across a tweet that has just, you know, it's them like shouting out or like posting a picture of UT and you like that tweet, I believe that is fair in my book.
I still think you're weird.
If you reply and like, come to the hill, you know, Rocky Top, woo, and then post like a gif of like us in the Adidas jerseys. And, it, you know, it's Tyler Bray or something like that.
Like family with the
yeah.
just like the exact
brick by
same,
brick.
Exactly,
you know, if you're
exactly.
in 2021 still saying brick by brick to a recruit,
you deserve
you're
a
little
brick
weird.
By brick to the skull.
You're a little weird and you need to reassess your priorities.
I think you need some counseling to help your ass from, is it getting off the walls when you be down some?
From bouncing off,
bouncing
the, walls
off the walls
when you get
be
down
bouncing.
Some. Yeah.
Exactly.
And we've been down for a while.
Yeah, we've been down more than just some. But speaking of some, we got more than just some of a show left. Got a whole other segment and an hour left, so don't go anywhere. Overtime continues to roll right along after this break. Overtime. Fan and Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Add to the list of things Tucker forgot existed.
No.
One-piece swimsuits. Kyle Lowry, breaking news. We got two breaking news about NBA point guards, one in the Eastern Conference, one in the Western Conference. Breaking news out of the world of the NBA for
Big
Chris
news.
Paul. Signing, let me get the contract details pulled up in front of me. 4-year. $120 million deal to return to the Phoenix Suns. The deal will expire when he is 40 years old. And the other breaking news, the one I was laughing about that sponsored the conversation about swimsuits, Kyle Lowry will not be hanging out in Tampa Bay or in Toronto. He will be taking his talents to South Beach. He signed a 3-year deal via a sign-and-trade. So the Heat will be landing Kyle Lowry, which brought me to my next point of Kyle Lowry. Biggest butt in the NBA, going to the land of big butts. I believe, am I not mistaken, Miami has larger asses than most?
I would say a higher percentage
per
on
capita,
capita. Yeah.
More cheekage going like that
than
is
the rest of the United
that
States.
That is where
for sure.
the viral TikTok butt lifts have been going on is
right.
in Miami. So I would assume at least that goes into it. And Tucker said, "Yeah, just imagine Kyle Lowry in one of those bikinis. You know, that's a one piece."
Wait, hold on. You brought up the bikini thing, and then I said, "Yeah, haha, like one of those ones that's like."
You said the words "a bikini that's a one piece," which is just very.
But you
very
understood
funny.
What I meant.
Yes.
But sure. I
but you
understand.
Were about
I
a
understand.
Swimsuit. It was
yeah,
a very.
I get it. It was very I get funny. It. I'm dumb, Will. Understand. Okay? I misspeak sometimes. Sometimes I don't know what the news is.
Or what glass is.
Or glass as an invention, as a concept.
But speaking of the NBA, I did want to mention a couple other NBA topics that were going on in the league, obviously. I have a little excerpt.
What you got?
From an article here. I'm trying to figure out exactly where I want to start.
Okay.
I don't want to read too much. It will get boring. So
yeah, reading's
pick.
For losers.
Exactly.
If you wanted to listen to reading, you know, they'd get an audiobook.
Exactly.
And we can't read.
Excuse me. Here we go. This is talking about Russell Westbrook and Kawhi Leonard. Westbrook.
Ooh.
Had become a father of three the previous November, and while he'd made a home and carved a Hall of Fame legacy in Oklahoma City, the chance to live and play in Los Angeles, where his grandparents and his large extended family and friends could visit him every day, held deep appeal. Teaming up with Leonard, Kawhi obviously, would be the fastest way there, so he placed the call, according to multiple sources. But Leonard didn't just take the call as one native son of Los Angeles to another. He pondered it and filed it away. He used it, According to multiple sources, Leonard then called Westbrook's teammate in Oklahoma City, Paul George, and told him that he would rather team up with him on a homecoming. George had a long, has always longed to play in front of his family as well, but formed a close bond with Westbrook in the two seasons they were in Oklahoma City and was content to stay. It's an excerpt from the summer of 2019 when Kawhi got a call from Westbrook and said, "Yeah, I guess." And then called Paul George and said, "Hey,
like, hey man,
Westbrook doesn't want to play with you anymore. Come play with me in L.A." Kawhi's dirty for
that's
that.
It's a little skeevy of a move there,
Very
Kawhi.
Very funny, though. I mean, I understand
He has
it.
No emotions. He doesn't
understand it. Would you, like, want to, I guess if you're a peak NBA player, maybe you want to play with another peak NBA player, but if you had the choice between playing with Russell Westbrook and Paul George, I'd rather go fishing with Paul George than have to feed Russell Westbrook's triple-double every night.
Yeah, instead of having to, you know, fight my own teammate for touches and rebounds.
And I do find it very funny also that the article touched on that he was looking for a change of scenery even though he had planted his flag in Oklahoma City, and that Los Angeles obviously sounds like a great place to live regardless of political views or anything. Like, Los Angeles is L.A. Like, that still sounds like a spot that would be fun to hang out in, especially if you're just playing basketball. Like, that
right.
That sounds like a good time. Instead, he traded that in for Washington, D.C.
Yeah, not as good.
No.
Not as good. Not a whole lot popping off in D.C.
I mean, it is the Hollywood of the government.
Yeah, you can go check out the Washington Monument. You know, that's pretty neat. That's cool.
Yeah.
They got the Smithsonian's. They're free.
It's true.
Are they free? Yeah, they're free.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can just walk right in those things.
It's pretty neat.
See, it is neat. They give you a ticket, though, to prove that you've been there, I guess. Just in case you ever have to, you know, defend your trip to the Smithsonian. I got proof. Look.
Hey, did you get in here for free?
I'll go to receipt. Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
How often do you keep receipts?
Never. Sometimes.
Is there any basis at all for it?
Never.
Exactly.
They just ask, like, and whatever word comes out of my mouth.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, well, guess I'm doing that.
Guess I have this piece of paper, or guess I don't have this piece
of
paper.
It really depends on when they ask me, do they have a receipt
in their hand?
Are they presenting it
That's
to
fair.
Me? And then I'll be like, sure.
If I'm going grocery shopping, or if it's a receipt over, like, $25, I'll say yes, and then I instantly throw it away.
Yeah, there's no point.
But if it's expensive, I always say yes just to pretend like I have my stuff together.
Right, like you're going to do something with that piece of paper.
Pretend I'm going to file that as a deductible. Yeah. I bought roast beef, so I need a couple cents back on that.
Yeah, there's no need for receipts anymore, you know?
That's a good point.
I mean, it's on your bank app or whatever, you know? Like, that's my receipt. If
Your
I need
Honor,
to know...
I could clearly see the charge right there in the app. This is not Photoshop.
This is straight up. I'm being serious, bro. Do you have a receipt? No.
But speaking of Kawhi and the NBA, real quick, before we hit a break, Los Angeles star Kawhi Leonard is expected to decline his $36 million player option to become a unrestricted free agent, sources told Yahoo Sports. So it'll be interesting to see what all goes down in L.A., Lakers and Clippers. It'll be more interesting to see what happens in hour two of overtime, at least I think. Personally, like, what's going to happen in L.A. or what's going to happen in hour two of overtime, I think hour two of overtime is going to be much more interesting. So just sit where you are. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Hour two of overtime, getting started live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. And guess what, Tucker?
What?
I know you missed him.
I did?
You were probably still playing around with them. You were still probably using the app or something. I'm sure you were laying a little bit of money down, but I know you missed FanDuel Sportsbook. But
always.
They're hooking new users up with an epic summer games bonus. You don't want to miss it. Just place your first bet on any summer game sport risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet does not win. I mean, listen, we all know what happened with women's soccer. It was a tragedy.
It was rough.
We should win. Like,
we should.
Women's soccer, like, we haven't really performed
We're good at that.
Poorly ever. That would be an opportunity to where, like, that would have helped a lot if you had a risk-free option. Like, if you
right.
took women's soccer to go do something good, that's where that risk-free option comes into play. Or men's basketball, for example. Like, we should win. were the most impressive. I think we finally got it down pat, and I think you could make some money off of betting on men's basketball to win. But at the same time, we've seen us lose so far this Olympics. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
You get some good odds.
So you might as well go ahead and get that risk-free option there. Like you said, you could either go and take the safe pick and maybe say, like, okay, men's USA will win and just make that a little bit of money back. Or you could go the opposite way, have this risk-free option and bet against the men's national team and see what happens. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
A lot of possibilities.
It's not a bad bet right
with
now.
This risk-free option. But you can bet on any event. Baseball, soccer, track and field, and more. Promotions like this are just one of the reasons that I love betting with America's number one sportsbook. They have an easy-to-use app. It's safe and secure. I don't have to worry about anybody hacking my account. I don't have to worry about any dollars missing, because usually it's at zero because I'm losing. But like, I don't have to worry about where my money goes. I know it's going either straight in my pocket or straight to FanDuel's pocket.
Right.
Like, one or the other. There's no bookie I have to chase down.
No.
And that's also going into the part of like just fast payouts. Like we said, you don't have to carry a lead pipe. I can get rid of the baseball bat that's in my car, because I don't have to go find my bookie anymore.
No,
within 24 hours, it'll be in my account.
In my experience, it's been pretty quick.
Fast,
every time.
Old payouts. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word, and go for gold today. It's promo code OVERTIME, all caps, one word. You must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Promo gambling support. Call 1-800-889-9789. Again, that is a TN red line number, 1-800-889-9789. That number's in your contacts by now, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to put it in my contacts. I've committed it to memory because I read the ads, but I
don't actually even really. It's not saved in my contacts. It's just in my call log, always
you.
Near the top. So I'll just
you.
Click that whenever I need to
exactly.
use it.
Exactly. It's always within the past 15 hours.
It's within
them.
Reach.
You don't
have
to go searching for them.
Right.
It's fair. Speaking of the Olympics, though, speaking of the Summer Games, I don't know if you saw Novak Djokovic and his temper tantrum. He threw the headline reads: Novak Djokovic threw racket into the stands, smashed another, then skipped his doubles match in an Olympic meltdown.
Skipped it? Did not go. Did not compete?
He lost his Olympics bronze medal singles match and then withdrew from a doubles match, quite literally, screwing over his teammate. The most ironic part was he had just gone on a rant. Let me see if I can find the exact quote of the rant. But he had just gone on a rant about Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles. Here we go. This is Novak Djokovic lecturing Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles 2 days ago. If you are aiming to be at the top of the game, you better start learning how to deal with pressure and cope with those moments on the court, but also off the court. Very ironic. Just insane. Like, that is the
days later, huh?
The definition of irony. The literal definition of irony. Several games, Bosta had broken Djokovic's serve to take control of the set. After losing a point, Djokovic slammed his racket into the net after receiving a warning. Then received a warning from the umpire. Djokovic lost the match 6-4, 6-7, 6-3.
Ooh.
Commenting on his outburst, he said, "It can be difficult to control his emotions. I guess it's part of who I am."
It's okay for you? Novak?
I don't like doing these things. I'm sorry for sending this kind of message, but we're all human beings, and sometimes it's difficult to control your emotions.
Really? You think so? It's amazing how much you can grow in 2 days, but the thing is, it's not growth. You know, I don't think his mind changed on Naomi and Simone.
I just didn't deliver yesterday and today. The level of tennis dropped, and also due to exhaustion and mentally and physically.
Yeah, right.
I give it my all, whatever I had left in the tank, which was not so much. Huh. I think you might add a little bit more in the tank if you didn't throw a temper tantrum. That's usually the most exhausting part.
That'll exert you.
Exactly.
I respect, you know, maybe that they showed him what is possible. He had a bad, you know, he had a bad game, and then he was like, you know what? I'm done. This is no fun. You know, you realize that losing kind of sucks. You're like, all right, I'll just quit. it's a freeing thing to do. I did it growing up.
Djokovic said he played through unbelievable pain and exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
Warrior. During the Olympics. Djokovic has said that the heat in Tokyo was making the conditions difficult throughout the games,
okay,
calling them the toughest conditions he's ever experienced in tennis.
Buddy, everybody else is playing in the same heat.
Well, the weak gymnastics are in an AC gym.
Right.
Soft.
Right.
They jump into foam pits. Soft. The literal definition of soft.
Djokovic just wakes up and, you know, eats a bowl of nails for breakfast without any milk.
Quote,
it's tough.
I've had some heartbreaking losses at the Olympic Games, some big tournaments in my career, and I know that those losses usually make me stronger. I know that I will bounce back. I will fight for my country to win medals. Djokovic, you dropped out of the doubles, which you had a shot to win a medal at. I don't know if you're going to win any more medals. He said he's sorry to Nina for not being able to play, but his body just gave up on him.
Sounds like, I mean, come on, man. Just own up to it a little more. Because it sounded like he kind of was talking about how he kind of lost it and he had been playing bad and, you know, just didn't have it. But now it's just, yeah, I was tired and it was really hot and, you know, and I'm just mentally exhausted and, you know, my body just gave up on me and, you know, you quit, bro. Mm-hmm. You quit. That's all it is.
Yep.
It ain't that serious.
Yeah. Very, very ironic. Very, very, literal definition of irony. The literal definition of irony.
Where's he from? Slovenia?
Good question. I clicked off of his name.
Believe he's Slovenian. I might be wrong, but that might help. Do we have any decent American tennis players
probably
anymore?
Not. I don't think
men's.
So. I don't think so.
I didn't think so either. So that doesn't really matter.
Where's
to us
Novak?
Either. We can't go get that gold.
He is. Do you have another guess?
Is it a Slavic country?
I don't know.
Is Slovenia even a Slavic country? I don't know if it is.
Is that
a thing I can say?
Serbia.
Serbia. Okay, sure. Yeah,
that's
the other one I would have
guessed. Is it formerly known as Yugoslavia?
Yeah, probably. It's one of those countries.
By definition, technically be a again, I don't know if you...
I think you can.
Slavic.
I think it's a like an adjective. Mm-hmm. It's what I believe, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Sorry, I apologize.
I guess he was just,
it's not cool.
He was too hot. He wasn't the classic American barbecue side, Cole Slavic.
Right. Cole, that's... Okay, all right. I thought you were just going to make a comparison to, you know, he grew up where it wasn't that hot, you know? Right? Is that not cold?
No, he wasn't Cole Slavic.
He wasn't Cole Slavic. Okay.
You like that one?
No, I don't. No, that's awful. That is just the worst joke you've ever made. You dislocated
like
your shoulder reaching.
I like that one.
I'm glad you do. Do what makes you happy, Will.
Exactly. Sometimes you just got to do it
you
for
do
yourself.
It. You did it, man.
Did you see, we didn't really talk about it at all, which I felt remiss because I'm sure we could have had some fun with it. But thank goodness. The death of women's sports is not upon us, as we all thought it was, as Laurel Hubbard, transgender weightlifter, exits Olympic competition after failing on all three attempts. Obviously, the worry was that...
it would ruin...
Transgender female. She would come in and dominate the field because of man's natural ability to lift very heavy weights. Like, there aren't pro weightlifters who are competing at the Olympics right now. Like, I could not go do what these people are doing. So I found that very ironic. But yes, Laurel Hubbard, a transgender weightlifter from New Zealand, was knocked out of the women's 87 plus kilogram, I should say, competition early after failing on all three of her attempts. Hubbard failed on her first attempt to get 120 kg above her head. She bailed out early. On her second attempt at 125 kg, I don't understand why you go up unless it's a requirement if you can't get the first one over your head. She was able to get the weight up and pumped her fist in satisfaction. How, after the judges ruled it a no lift, said she didn't lift it. She quickly returned for another attempt at the 25 kg, only to fail to stand up with the weight above her head. Hubbard was the only one of the 13 finalists to not compete. Or complete at least one lift.
Was the oldest competitor?
I don't know. She's up there, isn't she? She's 40.
Yeah, they're the oldest. the oldest. I know that. I don't know what the exact age.
What are you talking about?
Out of the competition, they were the oldest competing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she was. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
When you said they, I was assuming more than one human being, and I was very, very confused.
Oh, no, that's... That can be used as a single pronoun.
Yes, I know. I don't believe that she uses those pronouns. So I think she's just strictly she, that or not she, they, she, her.
Okay, well, I was just referring
to another person. It threw me off. But, you know, I believe that she was the oldest. I could be wrong. She was up there in her 40s, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you
I don't know the exact age. I just know that.
Do you have any other information on this?
I mean, I've been trying to figure out what the lifts were, like what weight they were going for straight off rip.
It was 120 kg, and then she didn't get that, so then they went to 125
kg. Is that the...
And then 125 kg again.
I guess that's just what you're supposed... That, you know,
yeah, I guess
that's the requirements. It just goes up from there.
I don't know.
That's tough.
I don't know.
That's tough. I'm glad the sky isn't falling, though, mm-hmm. You know?
She did, however, take no questions from media. I found it ironic. I don't root for anybody to lose, but this is almost a good thing for the people who actually... care about transgender people rights and want to see them be able to participate. Like she took the testosterone tests. She tested within the allowed amount of testosterone that could be naturally occurring within a female athlete. Nonetheless, a female highest, I think it's the highest level they go of 85 kg or 85 plus kg
mm-hmm.
level. Like no offense to any other women, but like they have a lot of testosterone in their body when you're weightlifting a ton and doing all those things. Like you have more than just the average girl walking down the street. She probably has more testosterone than me in her body. Like that's not even like a joke or an exaggeration. Like all weightlifters probably do. How else would they get all of those muscles? Like it's got to build on top of something.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think this is almost a good thing because if she would have won, it would have just been insane to watch everyone talk about it. Even though I didn't watch any of this event. I guarantee you 90% of Americans didn't watch any of this event, but I guarantee you all of them have very strong opinions about her participating in the Olympics.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't think you said anything wrong right there.
No, I didn't.
People do get mad. I mean, mm-hmm. We live in a world now where you have to have an opinion on things that you don't even care about.
Exactly. That was the definition of the Simone Biles scenario.
Yeah, and like 95% of these people do not care about mm-hmm. gymnastics, but they've got to talk about it.
It's the same reason why no one's really talking about
that's what we're doing, though.
So, I mean, but that's because I care about it. Like I care about it. I don't care about weightlifting, but I do care about...
I don't care about gymnastics
watching
as a sport.
Transgender individuals be able to participate where they feel they belong.
Right.
I think that is important. I think that regardless of any belief, if you think they're silly or if they're being over-exaggerant or using it for attention, they put rules in place to prevent the big fear of men with a bow in their hair destroying women's sports. Like, all they have to do is wear a dress and they can show up and just clap everyone's cheeks and everything. And, like, that's not how it works. You got to actually pay attention to the rules. She tested within the limits. Everyone kind of tested around the same pace. She went and competed and she failed. Like, I think it is almost a good. It's like COVID was good to me. I think losing will be good to the rest of the transgender community for that reason.
Yeah,
but I hate to get
for the
too
long
political.
Run.
I hate to get too political.
That's okay.
So we're gonna hit a quick break. We'll come back with a little bit more funny haha, because I got a couple more stories I want to talk about. Matt Damon, just being a great method actor, just a fantastic method actor, really, really just laying into this new Stillwater role. And then we women with big mouths, world record wise, and women with big mouths, NHL. Player-wise, as well as a there's some infringement on the First Amendment rights going on, Tugger.
Okay.
Talk about that next. A lot of stuff going on. We'll be right back. Hour 2 overtime. Rolling right along.
Whoa.
Live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. No, I don't mean to get sexist with these next couple of stories, but Women got big mouths. Am I right, Tucker?
Yeah, man. What are we talking about?
a quite literal world record big mouth on this woman.
Okay.
This woman must talk a lot because she has the largest mouth in the world, according to Guinness Books of World Record.
Really?
TikTok is full of users with big mouths, according to CNN. What?
Okay. I have seen
an opening line to an article.
I have seen a lot of TikToks of people being like, look how big my mouth is. And then they'll just like open their mouth and you're like, wow, it's a big mouth. It's a thing, apparently.
I'm not a big TikToker, which is weird because I feel like I'm perfectly in the age range.
You're
to
right
be.
In there, yeah.
Like, I feel like I could be famous on TikTok. I'm attractive.
Maybe.
I
right?
can do a couple dances.
Sure, dude, yeah.
Should we try to get TikTok famous?
I'm not, no. The thing is,
they can't smell you
the way TikTok works, though, if you want to go into it, the first one you make has to be a banger because they're going to blow it up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
They blow the first one you make up, it's going to get a ton
of
engagements.
It's like a slot machine.
Yes, exactly. So like anybody, little kid makes a TikTok of his TV screen, you know, playing a video game, something like that.
Which
it's going to get
electric.
It's going to get 5,000 likes or, you know, views, and he's going to be like, "Wow, I'm famous." Mm-hmm. And then he's going to make a billion videos for the rest of his like how, you know,
just recording
that
his
get,
television
that
screen.
Get like 50 views
exactly.
Because, you know, he got one.
But I just
he got one shot.
A wild way to open an article.
Right.
TikTok is full of users with big mouths. But one star on the social media platform just proved hers is quite literally the largest. A largemouth ass, if you will. Guinness World Records confirmed that Samantha Ramsdale from Connecticut is the world record holder for the world's largest mouth gape for a female. Do not like the wording of the world
yeah,
record.
Yeah, why do you say it like that, Guinness? What are we doing
I
here?
I guess the largest gaping mouth like has the same... The same ring to it. The
largest
opening.
Largest mouth opening.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
That's less
largest
gross.
Distance between lips.
Good one.
But largest
widest mandibles.
Gape. Yeah, largest mouth gape for a female. Her gape is almost.
Don't.
No, I'm just
stop
reading an
playing
article.
Into this.
I'm just reading an article.
Okay.
This is the scientific term they use to refer to this lady's mouth and throat.
That's fine.
Her mouth gape. Measures 6.56 centimeters, or about 2.5 inches.
She could fit half of a Subway sandwich in her mouth.
It's pretty
long
impressive.
Ways up,
that's pretty
up
impressive.
And down. That's kind of nuts.
When measured across, it's more than 10 centimeters, or 4 inches. So it's a 2x4, quite literally. Ramsdale said that she has always known she has a big mouth because she couldn't shut up. No, but it wasn't until children of TikTok pointed out that she may have a record-sized mouth. Just imagine
children.
It's TikTok.
TikTok.
Imagine posting on TikTok and all of your comments are like, "Damn, shorty, I think you could win a world record with that mouth.
You got a big mouth." This is a thing though. My roommate last night was on TikTok on the couch, and I'm sitting there, and he was like, "Check this out." And he pulls his phone out, and there's a girl in there, and all her comments were saying, "Wow, your hands are huge." And she was like, "Yeah." And then she posted a video of her holding like dice, mm-hmm. you know, like regular dice. She had like 9 in the palm of her hand, and they didn't come near the edge. Her hands are about the size of Kawhi's.
Jeez.
Legitimately, her fingers had to be as long as my one hand. It's nuts.
Well, to the lady with large hands and to the lady with the world's biggest mouth, a humble sup is due.
Yeah, a crossover episode needs to happen there. the big mouth girl needs to, you know how some people put their fists in the mouth? Can the world's biggest mouth fit the world's biggest hands? Yeah.
It's not bad.
It'd be a good one.
It's not bad. I never thought it would be possible for me to be famous off my mouth. You've never heard of the porn industry.
I was about to say, a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Her videos or radio or political speaking or public speaking at all.
A lot of people.
A lot of things you can do with that mouth.
A whole bunch.
Like, they're literally
you can make a
meme question of what that mouth do.
Yes.
So a lot of things can be
Wow. we shouldn't, you know, work by using our mouths.
No, but somehow we do. But we're speaking here. Of big mouths, there was not a world record holder, but another large mouthed woman in the more literal sense, or actually in the more figurative sense than the literal sense. This one is coming from the world of the NHL. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
Sharks, San Jose, Sharks.
Right.
Evander Kane denies gambling allegations made by his wife. San Jose forward shared statement on social media, will cooperate with the NHL investigation. San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane denied allegations his wife made on social media that he bet on NHL games, including against his own team. We got a little Pete Rose situation going on.
His wife?
The NHL. Kane responded Sunday morning to the allegation made the previous day from the Instagram account of his wife, Anna. Quote, I never gambled slash bet on hockey. Never gambled slash bet on a Sharks game. Never gambled slash bet on any of my games and never thrown a hockey game, he wrote on Twitter. The facts are, I personally had my best season of my career last year and was the most consistent I've been through any season. I'm proud of that. I love the game of hockey. Would never do anything of what was alleged. I look forward to cooperating fully with the league's investigation and having my name cleared and looking forward for this upcoming season.
Are they together?
I believe they're going through a divorce.
Oh, that's mean. That's
NHL
so mean.
Said Saturday that they were made aware of the social media post from Anna Kane and plans to conduct a full investigation. Anna Kane wrote on social media, quote, how does the NHL let a compulsive gambling addict still play when he's obviously throwing games to win money? Maybe someone needs to address this. She added,
okay,
can
so
someone
she's
ask lying. Gary Bettman how they let a player gamble on his own games, bet and win with bookies at his own games? In a separate post, Anna Kane accused her husband of spending lavishly partying in Europe while asking her to sell her wedding ring to survive, and wrote about not being able to afford baby formula for their child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A nasty
That's a rough divorce. Yeah.
Going on right there.
Yeah, that's not. That's
but you know what
the
they say?
You
know what
marriage.
They say about crazy girls, though?
What are they?
This dude must be having some awesome sex.
That's what they say, Will. That's what they
That's
say.
That's one of the first things Bear ever said to me.
Okay.
I'm not to throw Bear under the bus.
I was about to say, go ahead. Just throw him.
Guys being dudes out there in the studio. I can't remember exactly. We were talking about girls, and there must have been something that happened in the news cycle talking about a crazy female. And I said, like, I could just not deal with that. Like, I have to have someone who, like, I would rather have someone who's more of my best friend, who I'm not necessarily the most attractive to, than a very attractive, crazy lady. Like, I just couldn't deal with crazy. And Bear said, son, you could deal with crazy if you knew what crazy came with. And it was one of my favorite quotes of all time.
That's a pretty good one. He said it way better than you did.
Exactly, yeah.
He said it much better. He is a much better orator than you are.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
He made that seem much nicer.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
100%. But, yeah, big mouths going on in the world of sports and TikTok.
Okay.
Would you rather have the world's largest mouth lady as your girlfriend, or this crazy chick who's
world's
probably
largest
hot.
Mouth lady? She seems chill, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she seems like a good conversationist.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure.
As long as she never says, brings up her mouth gape. As long as she, as long as she, you know, tones it down with the mouth gape talk, then yeah, we'd probably be all right. You know,
just imagine like getting in a fight. And she throws your gape. Like, she throws her gape into like in front of your face. Like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, I'm sure you make all the money. But whose mouth gape is a world record?
That's fair. Or imagine what if she like doesn't know how to eat right and she chews with her mouth open. Imagine how that sounds with the world's largest mouth. Just, you know, how like what if she
every
what if she eats
she,
a peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah,
how's
time,
that gonna go?
Every time she talks, it's basically the equivalent of a gator chomp.
She's like one of the Canadians in South Park. Her mouth opens so wide, it looks like her head's falling. You know, opening up.
I'm not your buddy, guy.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
you'd have to.
I'm not your pal, buddy.
That's who you're with at that point.
It's fair. It's fair. More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. It's time for the birthday game. It is time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no sooner, no later. Only thing that's different is the names and the date. Tucker, take it away. We are in August birthdays.
We are. We are starting yesterday on August 1st.
Okay.
I figured it would be right to just, you know, yesterday we didn't do a show.
That's yeah. No, we usually on Mondays go to Sundays.
Gives me more to do, yeah. And you know, starts the month off right. So without further ado, we're going to start off with this 42-year-old.
Wait, don't say anything yet. 42. I just want to say we are going to start reaching the point to where now birthdays are recirculating
yes.
and resurfing.
You know what's really sad?
What?
I already had a year of birthdays. Like
and
this whole past year
still
was
suck?
Yeah, because, you know, it's been a year.
Wasn't the whole photographic memory thing something you were talking about?
Right. 42 years old today, born in Honolulu, Hawaii in 1979.
Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No. Oh. This guy is a movie actor, though. He is.
Oh, is it Jason Momoa?
Yeah, it's that other one from Hawaii. It's that other guy. Yeah, you know, Aquaman and Khal Drogo, all that good stuff.
I don't really. I'm
not
Aquaman.
A Momoa guy?
No, not really.
I
never saw anything he's in, so I don't really want to speak bad about him, but I'm not a big...
He's a great actor.
I'm sure he is, but I'm not
he's
a big,
pretty hot too.
Big muscle guys who get the parts. Like, I'm sure he's a fantastic actor, but I like watching Robin Williams-esque actors, guys who really have to earn it because they're ugly.
I don't think Robin Williams would have been a great Aquaman in the serious Justice League movie.
Might have been funny.
It would have been... If you're telling me you made a parody and had Aquaman played as Robin Williams, I'm in.
Like, imagine, like, I think Robin Williams would take it to the direction of, like, Aquaman that can't swim. Like, that would be really funny.
He's got a boat the whole time and a scuba suit.
He's just the National Guard.
Yeah, okay. That would be all right. They're like, Aquaman, won't you help? And he's like, nah. I'll stay in my boat.
Here's a life preserver.
Yeah, I'll be over here. You guys should have brought life jackets. This guy, 71 years old, born in Marion, North Carolina, in 1950. This is a basketball coach.
Dean Smith? No, he's passed away.
Nope. He is a Hall of Fame basketball coach.
Is it Roy Williams?
It's Roy Williams, yeah. The other North Carolina guy.
They only hire local kids.
Do they?
Most of the time, yeah.
Try to stay true to
that or someone who's come through their system. They're a very traditional program.
Okay, good for them.
That's why Hubert Davis got the job. He was coaching at UNC, Asheville, or Greensboro, one of the two. They like to keep their farm system together. It would be like if we hired a guy who we raised up at UT Martin or UTC or something.
Right.
Like people might have thought we could do with Jason Shea before all that thing happened with ETSU.
Right. Okay. This guy, I picked this guy, and he's a well-known football player, but he was a little before your time.
Okay.
But it's a well enough known name that I think you should know this.
Okay.
Name.
If he was in like Madden 06, that's.
Oh, yeah, he probably was.
Okay. Then I should know.
43 years old, born in Immokalee, Florida.
Huh. Never heard of him.
In 1978. He is a football player, a running back, former University of Miami running back.
Clinton Portis?
No. He was a 2-time NFL rushing champion and retired with 12,246
Willis
McGahee, career yards.
Final answer.
Nope.
Dang.
He played in Indianapolis and Arizona.
Ooh, no.
Played alongside Peyton, was a fantastic running back, really fast.
Is the last name Brown?
No.
Hmm.
This was one of his early running backs in Indianapolis.
Played at Miami.
Super fast. I'm trying to think of more things he's done.
I've gone through the two Miami backs I know.
Let me think here. He had a brother.
Sick.
Who played with him in Indianapolis. He did win, or he was in the Super Bowl whenever Arizona was in the Super Bowl, played with Kurt Warner.
Ooh, who was their running back?
Who was their running back?
I didn't watch that Super Bowl. That was like the 2 years right. The first Super Bowl I remember like sitting down and watching was Green Bay versus Steelers. So it was like 2 years after that.
Okay. I think if you got the initials, if I gave you the initials, I think you can say it.
Go ahead and throw them.
EJ. It's not a traditional name. But it's a name, I feel like you've heard this name.
I got nothing for you.
Edgerrin James.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
You don't know Edgerrin James?
Nope. No, I
do not. Look up his highlights.
He was electric. I'm sure I've seen him play. I remember the Santonio Holmes toe tap catch. I remember the James Harrison running back.
Right.
Run it back. But I didn't watch that Super Bowl. I just remember the highlights.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, the first Super Bowl I remember sitting down and watching with the family and getting together for the game was that, I believe it was 2012, if I'm not mistaken, Packers versus Steelers.
Maybe not. I thought that was 2011. Thought 2012 was Seahawks, Broncos. Was it not?
No, that was 2015.
Was it? God, time's weird.
Yeah, it is. It's an illusion.
Do you want the next
birthday?
It
was 2011. You were correct.
Woo-hoo!
I'll look up the 2012. Yeah.
Do you want the next birthday?
Yes, please.
58 years old, born in Compton, California, in 1963.
It was the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl.
Giants-Patriots.
Giants defeated the Patriots in 2012.
Okay. He was born the name Artis Leon Ivey Jr. I don't know if you know that name. He won an MTV Video Music Award.
Ice Cube?
Nope. For Best Rap Video in 96.
Is it Dr. Dre?
No.
I'm just trying to think.
He
NWA
is a
members.
Was a very big name in that era in the late
90s. Was he an NWA member?
He was not.
Okay. I'll write it down.
Let's see. He's released What You Gonna Do, You're Gonna Miss Me. Let's see. He had a hit song, Fantastic Voyage, made it to number three. And then he had a single with Snoop, Gangsta Walk. And then the biggest song, Gangsta's Paradise.
Ooh.
Was parodied by Weird Al Yankovic.
Nope, give me a second. We learned about it in English class.
It's a one-word name.
You said it's a one-word name, so one-word it can't name. Be the guy I'm thinking about.
Okay.
Oh, it's Coolio.
It's Coolio.
Okay, I was thinking LL. I was thinking LL Cool J.
Cool.
And so I was like, when cool you said on one word, I was trying to see if it was LL or Cool, and then I got down to it. Yeah,
there
Coolio.
You go. Yeah, that's a fantastic song.
Yeah, so we learned about it in English class, which like if you learn about a rap song talking about poetry, that it has to be a very good rap song. We
it's a fantastic rap song.
Biggie and Tupac as well in that class.
Yeah, just poetry.
One of my favorite English classes. Shout out Mr. Nichols.
Shout out. That's pretty cool. This guy, not like Coolio, 29 years old, born in Santa Monica, California in 1992, is an NBA shooting guard. He was selected 10th overall by the New Orleans Hornets in the 2012 NBA draft.
Eric Gordon.
Nope. He played one season of college basketball at Duke.
JJ Redick?
Nope. In 2015, he was traded to the Clippers.
Oh, Luke Kennard?
No. He helped Duke beat North Carolina's 31-game home winning streak in 2012. He got drafted to the Hornets the same year AD did. He has a father.
Most of us do.
Who coaches in the NBA. Coached for his own team.
Oh, is it Austin Rivers?
It's Austin Rivers' birthday today.
Fair enough. Yeah. Shout out.
And I was going to see if you could...
I forgot he played basketball.
Yeah. I was going to see if you could get it off of actual basketball. And then I started getting halfway through the birthday and I was like, he's there because of his dad.
Yeah.
So, shout out nepotism. 26 years
My
old
favorite
today.
Favorite ice cream flavor. I like the three
It's
flavors,
a good one. Yeah. Yeah, the three flavors of nepotism. It's very sweet. 26 years old today, born in Liepāja. Liepāja.
Easy for you to say.
Liepāja, Latvia. In 1995, he's a Latvian forward who was drafted fourth overall in 2015.
So it's a basketball player?
Yeah.
It's...
He was the first... he was selected to his first NBA All-Star game in 2018. He played youth basketball for his hometown team.
Jokic
played,
isn't
Played
Latvian.
Professionally for the Liga.
Sabonis isn't Latvian.
Nope. Then played for some other teams. He declared for the 2014 draft.
Porzingis, final answer.
It's Porzingis, yeah.
I had to get down the list of European
Eventually,
players.
I would have said people were really mad when
the
he
unicorn,
got drafted.
Yes, the unicorn.
Yes.
Kristaps Porzingis, I should be clear.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Porzingis running around
once
the
we
NBA.
Get the, once we get a full squad back in here, I got to start prepping and just getting all
right.
of the name out there. Because if I only say Porzingis, I don't get the point.
Then you get snatched out for
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
This guy, I don't know if you'll pull this name. You're a movies guy, so I think you will.
Now I have to. But you're challenging me. Now you're telling me I can't do something. Now I have to go do it.
So this guy passed away at age 76 in 2015, but he was born on this date in 1939.
76, 2015.
He is a director who introduced the world to the terrifying... I'm going to go straight. We'll go with The Hills Have Eyes.
Is it Stanley Kubrick, final answer?
No. The Last House on the Left, Red Eye. A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, I'm not a big horror guy. This
exactly. That's why I wasn't saying... You're a movie guy, but this isn't your type of movie.
Nope,
He is, like, if you were to do Mount Rushmore of horror...
He's up there.
Without, no one would argue it.
R.L. Stein.
I don't think he makes Mount Rushmore.
You tell me Goosebumps doesn't make the Mount Rushmore of horror?
I don't. Maybe books, children books. He's up there.
Yeah, it's Dr. Seuss and R.L. Stein sitting next to each other up there on that rock.
Yeah.
If
I give you the initials?
I don't think I'm going to pull it, but you're still going to.
You don't think so?
Go ahead and give me the initials, but I really, like, when I say I don't watch any horror movies.
Right.
Like, I watched
I bet you've heard this guy's
I
name.
I watched The Shining for the first time this weekend. I refuse to watch
He has a movie
movies.
Entitled Blank Blank, His Name's New Nightmare. It is W.C.
Blank Blank.
It's his name. It's his.
Yeah, no, I know.
New nightmare.
I just I got Wells Corey,
Wes Craven. You know who Wes Craven is?
Never even heard of that.
You don't know who Wes Craven? I wish you liked scary movies, Will.
Me too. Me too. It's the same thing with spicy food. I just can't do it. Just can't do it, man.
Wes Craven is a fantastic filmmaker.
Don't understand. I'm sure he is. He's very good. Those films are critically acclaimed.
They're amazing.
Like The Hills Have Eyes. I've thought about watching that 1,000 times, but convinced myself not to.
Don't watch that one. If you don't actually like horror movies, I will tell you, don't watch Hills Have Eyes. It's not like really scary, but like the imagery in that movie, if you have like night terrors because of horror movies, don't watch that movie.
Yeah, I had a real bad nightmare because of The Shining.
I had an ex-girlfriend that she liked horror movies. I liked horror movies. But, you know, I had never seen The Hills Have Eyes. So we're sitting there and we're going through streaming services. Mm-hmm. And I was like, The Hills Have Eyes. You ever seen The Hills Have Eyes? She was like, no. And I was like, me neither. Let's watch it. Fast forward to like 2.5 hours later, we're both just sitting on the couch silent. Like, why? It killed all the vibes.
No sex was had during that Netflix and chill session?
You couldn't. What was happening on the screen was just... unsatiable.
Yeah,
it was bad.
It's unsavory. It's the same thing as when you drink too much. If you watch too much horror, you got ED. Sorry.
It's a great movie, but it'll just kill the vibes a little bit.
No boners are happening after.
None. No. It's scared. It's hiding. 51 years old today. Red Bank, New Jersey. Like a tortoise, you know? Like a toy door.
Exactly.
1970 in Red Bank, New Jersey. 51 years old today. Another director and producer of iconic, hits such as Chasing Amy, Dogma, Clerks, Mallrats.
I recognize all those, but again, I'm not.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Jon Favreau?
No. He looks like his name and he looks similar to the guy from Paul Blart.
Kevin Jones?
No. I can't really. I'll go ahead and give you the initials and give you the pride of getting it right, okay?
Okay.
KS.
Kevin Smith?
It's Kevin Smith.
Okay.
You did it, Will.
Okay. Thank you,
Tucker. I'd already give all the hints.
I got you.
And I was just trying to boost your ego a little bit.
Didn't work.
There's nothing else he could do. He's a comic book nerd. You know who that guy is? He's always wearing the Islanders jersey.
No.
No? Okay.
I'll Google a picture of Kevin Smith.
Yeah, you need to. You've seen him before. But I will go ahead and start. 33 years old today, born in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Didn't know this guy was from Tennessee.
Oh, I know that guy.
You know Kevin Smith.
He's been in like, yeah.
He's been in some stuff.
I've never heard his name, but he's been on interviews and different things like that.
33 years old, Hendersonville, Tennessee, 1988.
He dated a girl named Harley Quinn. That's sick. No, he named his daughter Harley Quinn. Never mind. Hopefully they're not dating.
Also weird.
Hopefully they're not dating.
Okay. Weird to name your daughter after that character.
Yeah, that's bad. That's weird.
That's weird.
For a second, I thought he just
met a girl. The Joker's girlfriend that he beats up.
I thought he just met a girl named Harley Quinn. I was like, okay, that's pretty sick.
Like, wow, that's awesome,
That's
bro.
A match made in heaven. They must have met at Comic-Con or something.
Yeah.
But naming your daughter that is weird.
That's a little cringy. Sorry. But this speedy NFL wide receiver, who was selected by the Seahawks in 2010, he helped the Seahawks win
Golden
a Super Bowl.
Tate.
That's Golden Tate, yeah. You want to try to run through these real quick?
Yeah. I'll
27 years old today, born in Lake City, Florida, had a photo of himself come out on draft night.
Laramie Tunsil?
Laramie Tunsil. Ding. 28 years old. You're not getting that one.
Okay.
38 years old today, born in Stockton, California in 1983. He's a UFC fighter. He was a Strikeforce welterweight champion, WEC welterweight champion, IFC welterweight champion. He talks a lot of smack. He flips guys off in the ring.
Nate Diaz?
No.
Jorge Masvidal?
Keep going down that first path.
Nate Diaz.
He's very similar to Nate Diaz. They fight very similar. They had similar upbringings. Their childhoods were very...
I don't know anything about Nate Diaz's upbringing.
Their childhoods were very similar.
Are they brothers?
So
I don't know Nate Diaz's brother's name.
Okay. They're super close too.
I should get at least half a point for guessing like they were one sperm cell away from me being
right,
correct
on the birthday okay.
today.
I am very proud that you've said Nate Diaz because they are the same person. It's Nick Diaz.
Okay. I feel fine with that because I would have never pulled Nick, especially when I said if I would have just been like, okay, give me the initials and I can guess a first name.
No,
and
you said
the exact same initials. I would have just given up. So
yeah.
I'll take that as a credit. Yeah, I'm giving myself.
Yeah,
half
no,
a point.
That's a TKO.
We'll
I said
that.
Before
that's not
we
a knockout, it's a TKO.
It still counts as a dub.
Exactly.
Well, before we came into birthdays, I was like, have a UFC fighter. I don't know if you can pull the name, but you know the name.
Mm-hmm.
So pulling Nate Diaz with the hints that I have said. At least you know enough about UFC to do that.
Fair.
I'll give you that. That's all the birthdays today.
Is that all of them?
Yeah.
What was the one you skipped over right there at the last second? Do you still have it pulled up?
We can try it,
Just go ahead and try it just because. We got a couple minutes.
28 years old today, born in Orlando, Florida in 1993. He's an MLB baseball player.
Oh, yeah, we should have skipped
exactly. I was trying to tell you.
How old did you say he was?
28. Okay. He's very good. He's been the bane of the Reds' existence last, you know, this year. He's had a few
Luis
games.
Luis Castillo.
No, but yes, he's been an issue. He plays for the Cardinals.
Yadier Molina?
Nope, he made his debut in 2017.
Is he a pitcher?
He is not a pitcher. I believe he plays third. I don't want to be wrong. Hold on.
Folky, we need you.
He plays shortstop. He plays shortstop for the Cards. Hits really good. He was in 2017, he was like Rookie of the Month and been pretty good ever since. PD. I don't think you're getting this one. It's tough. And the he has a J in his name that doesn't sound like a J.
P. Diddy.
It's P. Diddy. He plays short for the Cards. It's Paul DeYoung.
Yeah, I recognize that last
Paul
name.
Paul DeYoung, he's good.
I recognize that last name. The J is after the E.
Yeah, DeJong.
Yes,
is what
exactly,
it looks
exactly,
like.
Yeah, yeah. No, I recognize DeYoung. That name.
You know that from the show.
Yeah, I think I even have him on my team, honestly.
He's good. I'm pretty sure I have him on my team.
I think he's my shortstop or third baseman.
He's pretty good.
That's overtime. We'll be back here tomorrow, as well as everyone else will. So stay tuned for all that fan-run content. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We love you guys.